My name's Dave Nichols. I'm the Director of Program Delivery for the Missouri Department of Transportation, and we appreciate the opportunity to come and testify at your hearing today. I would like to talk a little bit about some of the efficiencies going on within MoDOT. We have presented our information on rebooting government. I won't go through those unless you desire that I read through those this morning. But I would like to talk a little bit about some of the efficiencies that have been implemented in MoDOT and efficiencies that are in the process of being implemented in MoDOT. Probably the one that's most significant internal in MoDOT, and it has been talked about publicly, and that is our philosophy of practical design of projects on our highway system in MoDOT. It's a concept that a Department of Transportation knows that we're not going to have enough resources or dollars to build every project to every desire that our customers want. It's kind of the philosophy of building Chevys instead of Cadillacs. The vice chair, if he was here, I would say something different of Lincolns and Lincolns and Fords. But the point is that we don't have enough money to build the ultimate solution or the fancy solution that sometimes is the desire. And so we build what we call a practical solution that meets the safety needs and the transportation needs for that particular project. And when we've done the math about the mathematics about how much money we have saved by implementing this process, over the last 5 years, we believe we've saved over $500 million in project cost just by applying good decision-making on transportation projects. Those dollar savings go back into building more projects. And so it allows us to do more with the limited dollars that we have. I would also like to mention to you that MoDOT as a DOT and as a highway agency is getting smaller. We are reducing our staff size. In 2010, MoDOT had 6,300 employees, and this is headcount. I listened earlier in the testimonies, and there was FTEs and things like that discussed. And we're specifically talking about the number of bodies that are actually in seats at MoDOT. In 2010, we had 6,300 employees, and we know with the decline in resources available for transportation projects that we need to become a smaller, leaner organization. And we have made a commitment that we are going to reduce our department staff size by 400 employees by 2013. We are doing this without implementing layoffs, but we are very aggressively holding off on the hiring. We don't have a specific hiring freeze, but we are very adamant about not filling positions when vacancies occur. So we have made a lot of progress. As a matter of fact, to date, we are less than 6,100 employees to date. So since March of 2010, you know, we're down, you know, 200 employees already. There's some other areas that I'll mention that we are reducing that saves dollars to put back into transportation. We are reducing expenditures on our fleet cost. We're being more efficient on what type of equipment that we buy for the use at MoDOT. There's a lot of equipment that is utilized that's very expensive. For example, a striper is about a $300,000 piece of equipment. And we're going to make do with the stripers that we have and not go out and buy new ones. I mean, it's just that tough right now. So we're going to make better use of the equipment we have. We're holding off on capital improvements, building new buildings and that sort of process, I'll call it. We're not doing any major capital improvements. We're keeping the lights on, and we'll do the maintenance on the buildings to keep those buildings operational, but we're not building any new facilities. We're making significant reductions in information technology expenditures. I've heard that a lot today discussed, and we're not spending as much money on capital on computers, printers, IT products, et cetera, and those dollars go back into the road. Administrative expenditures, things like the cost for printing, et cetera, we are really reducing the amount of printing that we do because of the ability to do automation and put our products out on the internet, and it saves a lot of money.
Let me interrupt you just a little bit, because what I'm really after is what we need to do, and I want to look at a couple of these statutory changes, so that other senators are aware of what that is. And the last year when we did the DWI change, we put Missouri out of compliance with federal law, and it requires a $16 million transfer from roads to safety.
That's right.
And it's one of those things that we need to look at. And it's not that we have to go back and change it, but it's one of those things where we could help MoDOT put another $16 million in roads instead of the mile marker signs, which is the safety deal. Yes.
My understanding of federal law without change.
Mr. Chairman, Senator, there are modifications that MoDOT staff, Leanna DePew from our Highway Safety Division, would recommend that we make modifications in the existing statutes to be in conformance with the federal law on the DWI component. And they're very, I'll call it moderate changes. The open container law is the significant area that we have that's really outside the DWI law that is more of an issue, I would suggest. That is correct. That's correct.
And I'm not saying that we have to change either one of these, but I think it deserves a look. And we can look at the changes and that are suggested that will put us back in compliance, and then we can decide whether it's worth that or not. But I do think that both of these should be looked at, and then we make a decision.
Yes, sir.
They spend almost all their money on construction, thanks to the voters. But any ways we can spend them money.
Yeah. Senator Parsons.
Question to you, Mr. Chairman, or whoever. Brief me on the safety program. Who's the safety program under?
It's under MoDOT, but what explain that to him, so instead of me doing it.
What my follow-up question is going to be is, if you actually did take the $16 million from one pot and put it in the other, does that not free up money from that other one, or are those all earmarked dollars? Or is the $16 million went to public safety, for example, you put on what you already had?
Mr. Chairman, Senator, that $16 million stays in that highway safety bucket of money, so to speak.
Okay.
And we cannot take the money out of the highway safety program. All of the dollars in the highway safety program are dedicated dollars for highway safety. They cannot be used for, I'll call them highway purposes, but the examples are the construction of guard cable and things like that are safety purposes, and they're very good. They're good uses of the money. The concern is the federal legislation allows the federal government to withhold that money if a state DOT is not in conformance over a certain period of time, and I don't know offhand what that period of time is, sir.
So we're not really stripping like safety program.
No,
it's just a matter we don't get the additional $16 million. Is that correct?
For actual roadway work, yes, sir.
Okay, all right, thank you.
And we're not stripping the program. It's just that if we get in compliance, then that money can be spent on roads instead of.
Okay.
And I'm not against the cable. Don't get me wrong; they've been tremendous. But one of our emails all come in about the signs every two-tenths of a mile.
Yes, sir.
And that's part of that program, too.
Yes, sir.
Any other questions for one of the things that we I've already filed a bill on is the mandatory arbitration. And for you guys, MoDOT is the only department. I'll let you explain and get it right.
Mr. Chairman, committee members, that binding arbitration law, these are tort liability type cases. This is not arbitration related to contractor MoDOT disputes. That's a completely separate area. This has to do with traffic crashes and tort liability issues that are associated with roadways. And legislation was passed that allowed either party, whether it's MoDOT or the other party, to go to binding arbitration. And binding arbitration is then we are at the discretion of what the judges decide for the solution of the case. It doesn't give either party once it goes to binding arbitration to go to a jury trial. And we, again, are the only state agency in Missouri, plus the only DOT in the country who has that requirement. And it is, you know, it's about, as we say, about a $2 million savings opportunity that we believe that gives the commission, the highway commission, the flexibility to use, whether to use arbitration or to go to a jury trial.
And the point here is that if a plaintiff has a weak case, they make them go to arbitration. If they have a strong case, they take it in court so they can get more money. And this would give MoDOT the option of going to trial on a weak case and let the jury decide. It is an undue requirement. I've already filed that one. So any other questions for MoDOT? Right.
Mr. Chairman,
yes.
No, Senator, Mr. Chairman, Senator, it happens quite a bit. It happens often. We probably have 19 have been filed. So I was going to say a couple of dozen of these a year. I'm sorry. I was saying a couple of dozen of these a year. And typically the lawsuits are against another motorist, if there's another motorist involved, and then MoDOT's brought into the case. And then there's the issue of the comparative fault issue about how that's distributed. And then the issue, it gets very legal, and about how the penalties are paid out. And, of course, there is the cap on the sovereign immunity that we have that also.
How did you come to the by lawsuits?
That would be correct.
Is that a
– It is, because we would have to predict what would be the outcome if we went to a jury trial. Yes, sir.
Okay. Thank you very much. The list I've got up here, and if you all are willing, you know, we can add to the list, is of the group that we've got this morning, is to allow agencies, and I think that should be across the board, to post on the internet. We talked about inspection reports from Department of Ag. We talked about general permits from DNR. I think also the reduction of hard copy and allowing agencies to store electronically these copies. I mean, just from a space standpoint and with a it just makes sense in this day and time. And it's a whole lot easier if somebody goes in under open records or something to hit, touch a button and it is to go find a piece of paper. So that would be one set of – I think that we need to look at the surveyor program, whether it's in the right domicile or what, I just think we need, that's something I think we need to look into. Court reform, the nuisance lawsuits, the deal with the Department of Transportation, single license plates, I think we need to, I'm sure that's going to be brought up, we need to examine that. help if I wasn't blind. Allow divisions. You know, there seems to be a lot of expense involved in ITs and IT update, and encourage or allow divisions to get a private contractor. I hear this all the time that I could do it for less money and instead of 2 years, 30 days or 90 days. I don't know whether there's anything to it or not, but I think that's one thing that we need to look at. And then the permitting process, whether it makes sense to leave that in DNR or to give them help. And then energy savings throughout the system, I think, are some things that we need to look at. Does anybody else have anything they'd like to put on the list?
I was late, Mr. Chairman. I apologize. Did you discuss the right-of-way before I come in as far as that's one of them. I know it's a lot of emails on that for MoDOT.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, there was a lot involved in that.
What we see is a lot of our urban cousins would like to see reduction of mowing on, and that's what you're
referring to. Yeah, but
and all of my constituents want to know why you don't mow it more. So it depends on whether you have to fight the brush and the weeds that comes off of MoDOT's deal or whether you just go drive by and look at it, I think is what the deal is.
The other question to go along with that, and I know you're going to answer that, is that I have is, as I know it's mentioned in here, and I know we've tried some pilot programs in different areas about actually contracting out with private, to go back to what the chairman was saying, to areas like that. I mean, is that even a possibility for our rural areas to be able to bid out from, I want to say, fence row to fence row? That's how we kind of deal with things at home, you know, versus what you're trying to do.
Well, Mr. Chairman, Senator, first let me address the issue of mowing in general, because it's one of the sensitive issues that we have to deal with at MoDOT. But it comes in two areas. One is the cost that of mowing, regardless of whether MoDOT does it or whether we outsource it to the private sector or to the property owners, you know. And the issue becomes how much money do we choose to spend on mowing, and that those dollars are dollars that are not going on the road. And we're trying to keep that in some balance because we know we have to mow. There's, you know, we got site distance, obviously, is an easy area. But we also have to deal with the issues of having a neat, clean right-of-way, in particular in urban areas and interchanges and things like that. But also we have the constituents who think it's a waste of money to spend the dollars on expenditures of fuel to mow with. So we are very flexible about working with property owners or outsourcing our mowing opportunities. The bottom line becomes is how much money do we want to spend? That's a prudent thing to do on spending on mowing.
Well, and for my area, you guys do a good job of it. I mean,
thank you.
There's always going to be somebody that's
going to
not quite do it enough, or we've cut back the 15-foot to the 30-foot, and I know those intervals. I guess my question is, have we ever tried a district where we said, okay, let's try contracting this out, let somebody bid it out on the local levels? Is it more feasible to do that? It gives the workers more time to do something else.
Senator, committee members, actually in urban areas, most of our mowing is done by contract. There are lots of mowing contractors around. Actually, more and more people are getting into it. And so we do outsource a lot of the mowing, especially in the urban areas. In the rural areas, not so much, but we do some in every district.
Have we ever tried, like, a district? Have you ever tried a pilot program of that or anything just to see if it was feasible to do?
In your question, to do an entire district, is that what you're...
Or an area, yeah.
Yeah, we do that, actually. We actually do that.
In the rural areas?
Yes, sir.
Well, I'm not familiar with that, I guess. Maybe I'm missing it.
Yeah, there are areas around the state, and again, it's by location. I can pick rural areas of I'm going to call it the Springfield area between Springfield and Branson. We do contract mowing and outsource some of that.
So you are outsourcing. Okay.
Yeah, we do outsource some, but the more rural you get, the more we do with our own forces.
I see. Well, I'm really thinking at my age, when this is over, I may be looking for something else to do. So I'm trying to get that kind of figured out.
I'll leave my card, sir.
Sit on tractor with air conditioning. I kind of like the idea of that.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
I think if at all possible, that's one of the problems. Our, we had a little light snowstorm recently on I-44, and we had like, I mean, there was like bumper cars out there as far as on the bridges. The rest of the roadway was safe, in good shape, but you know, that's really important, I think, that we watch the bridgeways and the overpasses.
Yes, sir. We know the message that was communicated about being efficient with snow removal was it was just miscommunicated. Whether it was received wrong or whether we sent it out wrong doesn't make any difference. Bottom line is that the message was sent wrong. Snow removal, when we have a snow event, is the most important thing that MoDOT does at that time, and we can't emphasize that enough. And that message got translated improperly, and we got to do better there, and that's the bottom line. And so we do attack the snow events. We believe we did much better with this latest snow than the one the day before Christmas Eve, and we're going to do better at that, both at the message and the bottom line of getting the snow removed.
Thank you.
And to add to that, in fairness, there was a difference between the ice storm the day before Christmas Eve and a snowstorm. The chairman obviously left. He had to do an interview with the press, not either one of these guys, I take it. I think that concludes our meeting. I would add one thing that I talked to the chairman about. 2 years ago, I gave a presentation to our governor about this, a similar thing we're doing here that Utah did when they rebooted their government. They went to a four-day work week. It's happened long enough that they have results, and the results are astounding. Saved the state a lot of money. State workers love it. Consumers love it. It's something that the chairman said we ought to look into on this committee, too, and it just doesn't apply to this committee. It probably applies to every committee of the President Pro Tem's committees to reboot government. Are there any other comments? I don't think, since this is an official committee, I don't think we have to take a vote. We are going to put together the presentation, Heidi is, and I guess the chairman will present that to the full Senate next Wednesday. Other than that, meeting adjourned.